When you have a serious illness and there are several treatment options, who should choose the best path? You? Your doctor? There's a culture shift in medicine and a lot of support these days for something called shared decision making. It's the idea that doctors and patients decide together what's the best way to go. But experts are learning that individual patients have varying appetites for wading into the details of medical probabilities and treatment risks. Tanya English reports.
About a year ago, when Megan DiNascimento first learned she had breast cancer, she was a little tamped down from her normal, bright self.
In the beginning, it was very overwhelming. I had two long appointments with these doctors, with an oncologist and a breast surgeon. And to be honest, I don't remember anything that they said.
Nascimento wears neon yellow glasses and teaches 6 indoor cycling classes every week. She's the mother of teenagers. This is a woman who knows how to speak up. But when she was diagnosed with a large aggressive tumor and the doctor laid out the treatment plan, early on, DiNascimento didn't ask many questions.
I believe them. I thought, you're going to cure my cancer and I will do whatever you say.
But after months of chemotherapy, there was another big decision.
So that was when I had to decide whether I wanted a lumpectomy or mastectomy.
A lumpectomy is a surgery to remove just the tumor. That choice meant a quicker initial recovery, but weeks and weeks of follow-up radiation therapy. A mastectomy is more invasive, with more recovery time. And she worried she'd have to really rely on other people.
Every day I flip-flopped.
The survival rate after both surgeries is about the same. And this time, the doctor didn't say, do this or do that. DiNascimento thought maybe the surgeon was pushing for breast-conserving surgery, but actually, she isn't sure.
When I got to see him, I chickened out. I didn't ask him. I thought that all of my doctors should have had a meeting together, had this meeting of the minds where it was my oncologist, my breast surgeon, my gynecologist, my primary, everyone that it was involved, and just said, what should we do with Megan? All right, those that think mastectomy, raise your hand, and whatever the decision was, the majority ruled, I would have went with that.
Later on, we'll hear what DiNascimento decided. But the fact that she and other patients have treatment options at all reflects how sophisticated American medicine has become.
40 years ago, often there wasn't that much that medicine could do for you, let alone a choice of different pathways.
Margaret O'Kane serves on the board of the Informed Medical Decisions Foundation. She says during a health crisis, many patients want a second opinion and treatment recommendation from their primary care provider. Often that's the person they know best. But O'Kane says concerns about overreaching or malpractice can keep a doctor silent.
They feel, I think, at times they don't want to get between the specialist and the patient. It's not simple. None of this is simple.
Part of shared decision-making includes helping patients pinpoint what they care about most. When two alternatives are equally good, Fox Chase surgeon David Chin says a patient's way of life can be the deciding factor.
It could be as simple as your treatment could take 3 days or it could take 8 weeks. Does that matter to you from your work life, for your family life?
Patients ask Chen all the time, what would you do? But he tries to work around his personal biases when he's guiding a patient.
I tend to steer certain patients away from surgery because surgery itself has risks. And there will be some people who will say, I understand those risks, but I can't live with leaving this cancer inside my body, and I really need to have the cancer out. We respect what a patient chooses.
Back to Mount Airy resident Megan DiNascimento. Her choice was lumpectomy or mastectomy. We caught up with her at a convention called Living Beyond Breast Cancer. She was celebrating milestones with friends from Facebook.
How about people are more than 5 years out?
Yo, go Nancy! Go Nancy!
In a hall full of women making scarves and buzz cuts look chic after chemotherapy, DiNascimento stands out. Her graying pixie cut suits her compact body and her big personality.
That's my oncologist. Yeah. Woo! That's my oncologist.
So funny.
Really cute, too.
Yes, her doctor is cute. But DiNascimento decided she needed more guidance than she was getting from her medical team. She joined an online support group and started looking for advice everywhere.
I stopped women on the street if I saw a chemo head, as we call it, or a pink shirt that said survivor. I would hunt them down. And actually, they were happy to show me their breasts whenever possible. And this is what my surgeon did for me, and I feel great. I look great.
DiNascimento says the advice from other women helped her make her own final decision. Lisa, Jennifer, Nancy, Christina, especially Christina, whose own sister's cancer came back after a lumpectomy.
I mean, I remember that conversation we had. I think we were texting or Facebook messaging at like 11 o'clock at night. And so important when I was making that decision, I remember that conversation. And I appreciate that.
DiNascimento decided on a double mastectomy. It's the option with the slightly less risk of the cancer returning.
It was easy to put on my calendar, and it was easy to tell women, you know, I'm in control, and I made this decision, and I'm going for it. I'm a rock star. But it was hard.
For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.